Using the symbolic backdrop of the bloodiest battle of the American Civil War, presidential candidate Democrat Joe Biden warned the U.S. again is in a dangerous place and issued a plea for the public's vote this election. Without mentioning President Donald Trump, Biden denounced the nation's political climate and positioned himself as a better leader.
Today, we're engaged once again in a battle for the soul of the nation. The forces of darkness, the forces of division, the forces of yesterday are pulling us apart, holding us down, and holding us back. We must free ourselves of all of them. As president, I will embrace hope, not fear, peace, not violence, generosity, not greed, and light, not darkness. I'll be a president who appeals to the best in us, not the worst. I'll be a president who pushes toward the future, not one who clings to the past.
Invoking the legacy of Abraham Lincoln, who led the North in a battle that won the Civil War and who signed the Emancipation Proclamation that freed slaves, Biden said the nation can overcome centuries of economic and racial divisions, along with the deep partisan rifts that have accelerated in recent years. He denounced white supremacy, which President Donald Trump refused to do during his first presidential debate with Biden. In sharp contrast to Trump's law and order campaign, Biden said the U.S. doesn't have to choose between law and order and racial justice. He cited instances of excessive police force and heart-wrenching cases of racial injustice that have inspired waves of peaceful protests across the country, but he said instances of violence and property destruction during protests couldn't be tolerated, though he said they should not obscure the larger issues of racial inequity.
It won't be easy. Our divisions today are long-standing. Economic and racial inequities have shaped us for generations. But I give you my word. I give you my word. If I'm elected president, I will marshal the ingenuity and goodwill of this nation to turn division into unity and bring us together, because I think that people are looking for that. We can disagree about how we move forward, but we must take the first steps. And it starts with how we treat one another, how we talk to one another, how we respect one another.
The former vice president to the nation's first black president also said Americans cannot undo what has been done. But he said the nation can do so much better come November. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.